thing that comes to my mind is that he's one of the kindest and sweetest people that I've ever known. Generous beyond belief of himself and to music. And a wonderful engine for the creative process that Lucas was just burning with ideas always that would foster the voyage of new music in an atmosphere where people were reluctant to accept new music in the same way that they seem eager to go to a new film or see a new art show or go to a new play or things of that nature. People are much more willing to try out the new in other artistic disciplines. But if you mention new music or the avant-garde in the context of music, you will probably lose audience if you program it, in any way, carelessly. And Lucas somehow managed to, in spite of that, managed to present programs and create festivals and create opportunities for new music. He used his position as the director of the orchestra and the director of the Center for the Creative and Performing Arts during those Buffalo years as a platform for advocating the finest in new music and giving new music a hearing. And so I honor him for that, because apart from the fact that he was one of the sweetest people I've ever known, he also was some rare flame that burned in him to present new music. And the wonderful thing about him was that when he did it, he almost never presented his own music. It was always in the service of other people's music. If he played 20 pieces of other people, he might sneak in one piece of his own. But he was, in a sense, selfless about it and took no advantage of the fact that he was a music director and an entrepreneur in order to propagate his own music. He was always an advocate for everyone else's. And